You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today is Monday. We're starting the week strong. We're going to talk about how you can change your life today. And when I mean today, I really, really mean it. I mean, there's going to be some habits, some things that you can do right now that will radically change the way you see your future, your ability to change your life in a positive way. But before we get started, please share this podcast with a friend, a family member, a colleague, someone that you know may be struggling with changing their current situation. As you guys know already, I was there myself. I now own a business. I live abroad. I work remotely. I have the lifestyle that I always wanted, but it wasn't always like that. I had struggled with jobs I didn't like, with things I didn't want to do, and I didn't really know how to get out of that current situation, that situation. So if you know anyone, or even if you are in the same situation yourself right now, share this podcast episode with someone that you can help, that you can talk about these topics with, because the more you talk about them with them, the better your life will be. Point number one, plan a huge scary goal for yourself that's going to be the fuel for your life during the hardest times. This, guys, is super, super important. I know a lot of people that are kind of stuck. They tell me, you know, like, I am not motivated. What can I do? Well, it's super easy. You may not have the right goal in mind. Think about this. If you needed to run a very, very long marathon, but there was no prize at the end, there was no real, maybe there was no one that even knew that you were doing it, there was really no final goal in order for you to get motivated to run the 42 kilometers, would you be able to run it in the same way with the same motivation as if, you know, that was going to really dictate your success? Probably not. You're probably going to be like, why am I even doing this? Life, guys, is the same exact thing. If you're not motivated, if you don't have a big goal in front of you, a big scary goal in front of you, you're going to start giving up as soon as the first hard things will come your way. So change your goals, make them big, make them scary, and watch your life turn around. Point number two, commit to the plan by finding an accountability group or person. Now, if you're lucky enough to have someone, you know, someone, maybe a mentor, someone that's, you know, walked your path in the past, definitely reach out to them. It's super important to have someone like that in your life. If you don't have them, just go online and look for mastermind groups. Look for paid mastermind groups if you can. If not, just get together with a bunch of friends that are like-minded and create your own mastermind group. That is what I did. I found the people in my personal, you know, group of friends that were walking the same path, put them together. I organized a, you know, one phone call. It doesn't have to be that much. It can be even 1 hour phone call every month, let's say on a Saturday afternoon or a Sunday afternoon, and just make sure to make that happen every single month. Create structure around it, and you'll see that these accountability partners will help you go through the hardest times. Point number three, wake up early, meditate to clear your mind, and then listen to something that pumps you up. This, guys, is super, super important. You cannot control the way that you sleep at night. I mean, yes, you can by, you know, if you don't eat that much stuff before going to bed, if you don't go to bed too late, you definitely are setting yourself up for success. But you don't really have control over your dreams or how you sleep. So it's very important, as soon as you wake up, to take about 15 minutes to meditate and clear your mind. So no matter how, you know, bad your night of sleep was, you can clear your mind, start from your baseline, and then after that, you want to start listening to something that pumps you up. And this is, I talked about this a lot in my podcast in the past. Meditation is important to clear your mind and to relax you and to get rid of that sense of anxiety and stress. But unfortunately, if you only meditate, you're going to be in that state of, oh, everything is great. great. I don't have to change anything about my life. Everything is in the right place. That type of mentality is great not to get stressed, but it's not going to push you forward. It's not going to want, it's not going to make you want more from life. So that's why I always pair meditation with an audiobook or a podcast or just an audio program that pumps you up. It could be something like Grant Cardone, something like Gary Vee, something like this podcast right here. But always, always, always make sure to listen to something or someone that pumps you up, because you need to have that type of energy to conquer your day every single day. Point number four, repeat mantras to yourself all day. Something that reminds you that you are in control. Guys, this is really the game changers. This is super important. Trust me, even if you're motivated in the morning, you're gonna come across, you know, a big problem, something that's going to set you back. Maybe there's gonna be, you know, 2-hour traffic on the road on your way back home when you thought, you know, like, I have time to go to the gym, to do all these things. And then all of a sudden you're gonna be like, oh my gosh, like, my schedule is messed up now. I don't know how to get back on track. And when your mind starts giving you all this garbage, always go back to your mantra. Create a mantra, again, something that reminds you that you are in control of your schedule 24/7. You're in control of your life, and repeat that to yourself until all those negative thoughts leave your mind, leave your subconscious and your conscious mind. All you have left is this just repetition of this mantra that tells you you're in control, you're in control, you're in control. After a few minutes, you're back to being in control. You basically brainwashed yourself. And you know, some people will always tell me, well, why would I want to brainwash myself? Think about it. You're going to get brainwashed regardless. You're going to get brainwashed by TV, by the news, by people around you, by commercials, by billboards on the street. So you might as well brainwash yourself with information that's going to push you forward, that's going to pump you up, that's going to make you feel in control. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. And until next time, up your game.